So stated one more time, it is the third Sunday of Advent, and that equals joy. The joy of having Christ in your life. And as pink is the color of joy, we are supposed to remember that every time we see a pink candle or the Advent wreath in general. So it seemed like an appropriate time for a biography homily. Someone who can serve as a witness to the joy of faith. Because after all, our first and second reading cover that theme pretty well. You know, the first reading, I rejoice heartily in the Lord. In my God is the joy of my soul. Second reading, rejoice always and pray without ceasing. You know, both of those are pretty straightforward messages of joy. So in the search for a joyful Catholic, I dusted off my copy of the American Catholic Almanac, 365 short entries about people or events somehow involving Catholic faith in America, which may or may not have been sitting on my bookshelf untouched since Christmas of 2014. Be warned, when you give priests books, we cannot always read them right away. So I was determined to find something useful in this book for the message of joy, and it wasn't very easy. There actually is not that much joy in this book. Most of the entries are more on the line of themes of bravery and courage, struggle and success, witnessing to truth, freedom, and the dignity of all people. You know, I no idea how much pro-life message is in this book. I mean, believe me, tons of pro-life as American Catholics. Or, if you don't believe me, read the book yourself. Now, I thought about that, just thumbing through, looking for something along the lines of what I wanted to preach about. It made sense that those were the prevailing themes of the book, because those are American values. As Americans, we don't really talk about joy all that often. It doesn't seem to be a unifying societal value of ours the way freedom or bravery are. But in any event, there is at least one entry here that will serve our purpose for today. It is a short description and summary of Dorothy Day. Dorothy Day is not a saint yet, but if you ask me, it is only a matter of time. And so, without further ado, this is the entry for November 29th, The Reluctant Saint. Dorothy Day defended the faith, served the poor, campaigned for justice, and fasted for peace. For that, her admirers call her a saint. "Don't," was her reply, "I don't want to be dismissed so easily." Soon she may not have a say in the matter. Born in New York in 1897, Day grew up in California and Illinois. After spending 2 years at the University of Illinois, she dropped out and moved to New York to work as a journalist. In the pages of radical left-wing papers, the equally radical Day advocated for socialism, free love, and anarchy. When the Bolsheviks took over Russia in 1917, she celebrated. And when she found herself pregnant and single, she had an abortion. Gradually, however, Day found herself drawn as powerfully to God as she was to progressive ideologies. While living in New York in the early 1920s, she started sneaking into a Catholic church to pray. When her work took her to New Orleans, she went regularly to benediction services at St. Louis Cathedral. And when she gave birth to a baby girl in 1926, after believing her abortion had left her barren, she had her baby baptized Catholic. "I didn't want my child to flounder as I often floundered," she explained. "I wanted to believe, and I wanted my child to believe. And if belonging to a church would give her so inestimable a grace of faith and God, and the companionable love of the saints, then the thing to do was to have her baptized a Catholic." Day followed her daughter into the church in December of 1927. In the years that followed, she allowed the gospel to transform both her life and her politics. She believed and practiced the faith in all its fullness, embracing the church's teachings on faith and morals, and heeding the gospel's call to serve the poor. She did the latter in large part through the Catholic worker movement she helped found. Dorothy Day died on November 29th, 1980. Today, her official cause for canonization is moving forward, whether she likes it or not. Dorothy Day rocks. Love her. She's amazing because she is this wonderful testament to someone who grasped the grandness of Catholic faith, not through a book, but through life experience. And there's just something about her story that makes her so easy to respect. I'll repeat here. I wanted to believe, and I wanted my child to believe. And if belonging to a church would give her a grace of faith and the companionable love of God, of the saints, then the thing to do was to have her baptized a Catholic. That is the message of joy that today is all about. All right? Dorothy Day was not pressured into being a Catholic or even to take the church seriously. All right? She didn't become Catholic out of a sense of duty or need. That came a little bit later. No, she became Catholic because she gradually came to understand the overwhelming love that God has for us all. She wanted a love that would order all other loves in her life, whether it be love for her daughter or love for the poor and the marginalized in general. It all started with that interior knowledge of divine love. Because if you've got that, you have got joy. No matter what else life throws at you, you got joy because you've got love. Dorothy Day is remembered for her fight for workers' rights. That wasn't explicitly clear in my little page here, but she fought for fair wages and safe work environments. That is her legacy. And it did not come from some half-baked philosophy like Marxist communism, a hypocritical philosophy as well as an unattainable one, I might add. No. All that good she did in her life, the true origin was the joy of being loved by God. Because if you know that you're loved by God, then you know that love is meant to be shared. Frankly, that is how saints are made. Love of God and joy of faith that are simply too powerful not to share. That is what every saint has in common, in spite of their many differences. And while we are all very different here today, we can all be saints in our own style, as long as we let the love of God move us into action. Think about that. Think about that every time you see a pink candle in a church.